Okay, so this is, since I'm all about traditions, this is what I usually do. I drive home from camp, and I record something in the car, so please forgive the highway noise. I've got my headphones in. I am driving with two hands at 10 and 2, Mr. Officer, and I'm recording a little mini podcast, just like I've done, 8 years in a row now? Holy crap. So here's my takeaways. I'm doing camp this year in two phases. I was up here for 5 days. I got to go home for 4 days. I got family stuff and work stuff and everything else. And I'm coming back up Saturday night through Tuesday for another 4 days. And I have some things I really want to see, you know, say from this Tuesday to next Tuesday. I have some things in my head that I would like to see progress on. And the biggest, of course, is picking up the skiing. So anywhere, I don't care if it's Rutgers or Maryland right now or anywhere that has a new coach, that first fall camp is 100% get the entire scheme in. There's going to be technique work, there's going to be, you know, all that normal football practice stuff, but the biggest thing is make sure they're comfortable, make sure the players are comfortable in what you're trying to do scheme-wise. Make sure they understand what you're about and how you do it, and you're going to have to change some techniques. Like, you know, you're going to change the way an offensive lineman shuffles his feet, like Craig wrote about. You're going to change the way a cornerback gets his hand on a guy or releases a receiver to the safety, or all kinds of things. You know, everything they learned and put in muscle memory under Cubitt's offense and Banks' defense the last few years has to go out the window, and in come the new coaches and their new way of doing things, and it just takes time. So the high end of this is probably, if they do pick it up, maybe it's UCLA 2012. You know, we played that UCLA team at the end of the 2011 season. They had an interim coach just like we did. They hired Jim Moore Jr. He hires more or less an NFL staff. They kind of struggled at the beginning of the year, as I remember. And then they something like rattled off 5 of their last 6 or something to win 8 games. Took a while. Took a little bit for the schemes to click. But once the players knew what they were doing and it all settled in, they ended up a pretty good team. They had a lot of seniors and they had a lot of talent, and so they did that. I think this team is similar to that. Probably not as deep as that UCLA roster was, but there's seniors and there's talent. Wes Lunt's a legit Big Ten quarterback. Keyshawn Vaughn is a legit running back. Like, he has all the tools that you would need to win at Tennessee or to win at, you know, Washington. I don't care. You know, he's a legit college running back. You know, Smoot, the entire defensive line. Hardy Nickerson is a legit Big Ten national award kind of linebacker. So you have all these pieces that you need talent-wise. They don't have the depth, probably, but they have all the pieces you need. So the only thing really lacking is, one, does everybody stay healthy? And, you know, because depth probably isn't there, and you lose a Hardy Nickerson or you lose a Keyshawn Vaughn, and there's, you know, a big step down to the replacement guy. But then two is just scheme pickup, because we're not going to blame scheme this year. We're not going to say, oh my gosh, if we just didn't have this darn Lovie Smith defense, you know, it just doesn't work and he doesn't know how to coach a defense. No, we can stand on that. McGee's offense has worked at Arkansas, and it worked at, you know, worked at Louisville. It's going to work if he has the players. And I think he does. I think he has the skill position players. I think, you know, between Lunt throwing to Turner and, you know, handing the ball to Vaughn, the skill positions are there. So really, so much of this for this season comes down to how quickly and smoothly are the schemes picked up and implemented. A lot of times it just takes time. And, you know, when Brett Bielema took over at Arkansas, they went 1-11 the first year just because he was completely overhauling everything they do. And it just, you know, it's going to look ugly for a while, you know. Other times, Kevin Sumlin takes over at Texas A&M, and he's got Johnny Football, and they've had all this talent, but they just never put it together under Mike Sherman, and so he just, bang, they pick up the scheme, and it's off and running. And, you know, they've stepped down since that year. So this is more that kind of, like, this roster has a lot, and we know the schemes will be good, and we know the skill is there, so it's all now up to what will this team, how quickly will they pick it up? If they had to play North Carolina tomorrow, I think we'd lose by 24. But skill-wise, I think, especially with a game in Champaign and at night game when our crowd's going to be big and the team's going to be into it and it'll be one of those emotion games, you know, like how Purdue plays Notre Dame close every year and then they'll lose to, like, you know, Minnesota by 61. So it's going to be that kind of an emotion game that'll keep us in it. If we can get these schemes together, get the offensive line gelled, you know, quickly put everything together, then yeah, I think we could beat North Carolina in a month. But if it was tomorrow, we wouldn't beat North Carolina. So there's going to just have to be progress, you know. It's to be expected that some of these things are there. It's to be expected that the offensive line is going to be a little confused at times, and the coach is going to be like, no, that's how you did it last year. Do it this way. You know, it's going to just happen like that for a while. So now we just sit and wait to see progress, and we see how quickly. You know, some of that, of course, is on the coaches, but a lot of it's just on the players and how quickly they pick it up and how quickly they buy in. There seems to be buy-in here. There seems to be belief. I mean, how could you not if you find out Lovie Smith's going to be your defensive coordinator, you know, and this is his defense? It worked in the Super Bowl, so it's probably going to work in college. Buy-in scheme, everything else is there, then it's, you know, I keep saying the same thing. It's on the pickup. So when I get here next week, let's say a week from today, the final practice, I'm up here for next week, Tuesday, what I would like to see is progress. The biggest progress probably needs to be the offensive line. Again, new scheme. They're flipping strong to weak. So, you know, Christian Jalaro on the right side at strong side tackle. When they flip the field, he's going to be a left tackle, and that's a whole new set of skills he needs to remember and learn and everything else. So, you know, he's better than he was at it in the spring, and there's progress, but still a long way to go. So if the offensive line can gel, you find that rhythm maybe with a couple receivers for Lunt, maybe even the tight ends. Andrew Davis looks pretty good, and hopefully can be maybe that interior target guy. You know, the defense, I think, is ahead of the offense, but the secondary still needs to pick up. You know, there's just so many complex reads that, you know, some of the safeties are going to make a bad read here and there. And, you know, I think I wrote about it the other night, but, like, I think we can hold Murray State to nothing, but they're going to have a couple of those really big pass plays where, you know, guys just don't understand 100% of the reads yet, and it'll be the first game in this new defense, and they won't have any film to watch of themselves playing in the defense until they play Murray State. So, you know, there's going to be a couple of those mistake kind of things. I think defense is ahead, but there's going to be mistakes. But, again, it all comes down to, does it click? Is there a clicking sound when Illinois goes, you know, say it's the Minnesota game. Say everything clicks at home in the Minnesota game, and then, you know, you go to Wisconsin, who may have 5 or 6 losses at that point. You've got Iowa, who's probably the favorite in the Big Ten West, but they're not like this crazy beast of a team. You know, Northwestern, okay, but there's, you know, there's not like a frightening team. So that's the whole thing. Can they put it together? Is there progress in a week? And can maybe they make a run at the end of the season? Those are my thoughts from the road. Go Illini.